Cheers. Thanks for having me, Bally.
Joe, how is life for you at the moment? How has life been in the last year and a half?
Yes, surprisingly, it's been busy enough, actually, through business and stuff like that. I've been one of the lucky ones that kind of kept open with different businesses. So, yeah, I've been kept occupied that way. And then with the, we're back training, I suppose, with Galway the last few months and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's been good.
Were you one of the hurlers that enjoyed your time off, or were you itching to get back in?
I enjoyed my time off, to be honest. Yeah, I think most lads probably did. They kind of they saw kind of a different side to it, and more time to themselves, I suppose, by training at home and not having to like travel to training the whole time. And that kind of side of things gave you another hour or two in the evening times. And I used to actually train in the morning times, so you'd have the evening times to yourself. So I found that actually really good, and compared to, you know, every GA person, I suppose, trains in a whatever, a Tuesday or a Thursday at 7:30, and then you're kind of all evening is gone. Or if you train in the morning, you kind of have the whole day to yourself.
But it'll probably give you a chance to take a break and maybe come back and enjoy it a bit more, because you're there quite a long time now. I'm not going to reveal age wise or anything.
Jesus,
but,
yeah.
But you know, it'll probably give you that bite to go back again and enjoy it.
Yeah, when you're pushing on like me, as you said, it does give you a little bit more perspective, and you kind of enjoy things a small bit more. But at the same time, you wouldn't be doing it if you didn't enjoy it in the first place, Valerie. So yeah, it's something that you enjoy when you're a competitive person playing sport. You enjoy the challenge of going training and pitting yourself against your peers, and yeah, so it's been good the last couple of months. Yeah.
Good, you are carrying a knock. I think it's ligament damage in your hand. And how is it? And was it that in the Waterford game you did that? No?
Or was So, yeah, just on my thumb. So it's just, I'm in a splint for like 2 weeks, and then hopefully I'll be okay after that and back at it. So back in time, hopefully, to try and train a bit before championship, yeah.
Good. Galway did have a good run in the league. We're chatting about the league just moments ago as well. And he had a good run, which is nice to finish top of it.
Yeah, it was good. Good that we kind of finished on a high, I suppose, coming into the next couple of weeks. So, yeah, it wasn't looking great to start. We were, I think, 7 or 8 points down at some stages. But the boys finished well. They done well yesterday. So, yeah, it's nice to get a couple of wins in the league and obviously try out a few new things. We've used a lot of players, I think, during the league as well. So there's plenty of competition for places, which is the main thing, I suppose, for us coming out of the league, you know.
There's been a lot of spotlight on the game over the last few weeks, and it's probably growing a lot more as we head into championship, Joe. And do you yourself think the game has changed much, or?
Not as much as people are making out. Okay. I think it's a great game. I think the skill levels, the fitness levels, the strength levels is something to be admired, I think, from amateur athletes. I don't agree with all the negativity, to be honest. I think, I don't know if it's a COVID thing over the last number of months that people seem to give out a little bit more. I don't know. I think we should be obviously maybe flipping it to the positive and actually realizing what we have is one of the, obviously the fastest field sports in the world and athletes that are bringing it to a new level. So, yeah, I wouldn't agree with all the negativity. I'd be looking at the positives more so than Anton and trying to build up our sport and make it more enjoyable for the kids of the future and try and promote it as much as we can instead of throwing all this negativity towards it, you know?
So it's nothing about the weight and slitter when you're taking the freeze, Joe?
No, like I think James Skell done a test there the other day. He weighed a slitter from today and weighed it against, I think, a slitter from 2005, I think. And I think there was a gram of a difference. I think it was 112 grams and 111 grams. So, like, no difference, basically. So, like, it's an easy thing to say, oh, the slitter is lighter, but did anybody actually do any...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's a very easy thing to say, but I'd rather see some evidence in these things when people say these things. So... No, for sure. Like, even going back, I remember Dermot O'Sullivan scored a point. Dermot shouldered one of the Limerick players and drove it over from over 100 yards. And everybody, like, that's still shown today as one of the greatest scores ever. And it is. But nobody was giving out about the size of the hurl or the weight of the sitter back then. It was seen for what it was, an exceptional score, and one which is seen in a positive light. So why not see what we're doing in today's games as positive rather than negative?
That's probably the downside to social media, Joe. I think, you know, you probably, there's probably days where you stay away from it because you probably have played a game and you don't want to see what people are saying about you, and they're saying about the weight of the ball and how you're scoring frees and how the free count. And it's just, it can be very toxic at times.
It can. It's a dangerous place because everybody feels like they have an opinion now. And it's gas, really. I think I scored 4 frees against Waterford, and I think Evan scored maybe 7 or 8 yesterday against Cork. And there was nobody talking about we only got 4 and 7 frees. But a few weeks ago was all about you got 14, 15 frees. So people can pick and choose what they want to give out about or what they want to say is good or bad. Yeah, social media is a funny place to be at the moment, but I'm on it and I laugh at most of the stuff that people say, to be honest. It's you'd often wonder where they get their facts, so-called facts from, which is funny sometimes, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm delighted you don't take it personally and you are able to laugh at a girl, because there's probably people out there that are, Joe, because there's people out there that can't, you know. But I was chatting to Grow just a few moments ago, because you're both joining me for the launch, and we were chatting about fans being back in the stadium, and he was mentioning that, you know, now that the fans are not in the stadium, players are not getting away with as much on the field. You know, he thinks that when the fans are back in the stadium that you might be able to get away with a little bit more.
maybe. But I do think it adds to the whole game. I think it's really underestimated the effect supporters have in a packed stadium, just for the momentum of a game, how a team performs when you get a score, the roar of the crowd. If you, like, let's say you're trying to get back into the game and you're 3 points down, you get a score, and then there's only 2 in it, and you sense the crowd getting behind you, and you miss that when you're in a championship game and there's no crowd there. I think I was watching the Antrim and Wexford game there 2 weeks ago. And
brilliant.
I think it was Corrigan Park. It's a small enough venue, but 500 made a huge difference at it. And the atmosphere towards the end of the Antrim supporters, and it was huge, just watching it on TV. No, yesesterday we had, I think, 200 in it in Cork Equive, but it doesn't make much of a difference when you could have, what is it, 50,000 maybe capacity, 40. Doesn't make a huge difference, but at the same time, you can hear 1 or 2 things going on. So, imagine if you had 5 or 6,000 people, what difference that would make to matches. And I think that would bring back, even for spectators watching on TV, here in the crowd. You see it in the Euros now, the soccer matches, the crowd makes a huge difference in those games. So hopefully in the next few months we see crowds back in bigger capacities, but you don't know.
Yeah. I'm sure soon enough you'll have family and friends probably giving you that headache of tickets before games.
It the weekend already, yeah.
Already? Well, there's 200 in, is it?
Yeah. Oh, my sister's down on holidays, so she rang me Friday night for 3 tickets. So, yeah, we managed to get her in. So she called the matches, in fairness, so I didn't mind. She'd go anywhere for our game. She follows us up and down the country, yeah.
Yeah, you don't mind as long as they're diehard fans. Before I let you go, what are the hopes for championship, I suppose, for Galway this year, Joe?
Like any year, you're trying to be as competitive as possible and try and win every game. I think every player, every team is in that frame of mind. There's no point in saying otherwise. So, the good thing, I suppose, for us is we have a competitive group of players now, and we've seen during the league, we've used, I think, I remember the Limerick game, and then we played Tip the following week, and we had 9 changes and didn't do us any harm. So that squad depth is there now, and hopefully lads can push each other on, and who knows, you never know.
Brilliant. And hopefully you'll be back fully fit for the game. I think it's Dublin and Antrim first free. All right.
Yeah, so they're playing the week before. Yeah, the Dublin and Antrim are playing, so we play the winners on the 3rd of July. So, yeah, looking forward to that in a few weeks, hopefully, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, best luck, and I hope the injury heals all right. We'd be ashamed that we missed you in the first round of championship.
Cheers. Thanks, Valerie.
Thanks,
best.
Joe.